Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network. We exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to forgotten people. And in this podcast, we take a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Deuteronomy 22, Psalm 110 and 111, Isaiah 49, and Revelation 19. Now, my wife was raised in Rome, Italy, and San Pedro Sula, Honduras, her mother being Honduran and her father Roman. As a result, from the cultural backgrounds, her and basically everyone she knew growing up were Catholic. As my daughter and I are going through our garage to look into selling some stuff on eBay, and I found some old keepsakes like this one that my wife has that is a coin with an image of the Virgin Mary on it. It, along with a passage from today's reading, has me thinking deeply with concern for my brothers and sisters in the Catholic Church. I have questions about worship and prayer that I think those who are Catholic or are close to people of the Catholic faith should ponder for themselves, or with which they should consider lovingly engaging their loved ones. And there's something today that really goes well beyond the Catholic faith and engages each and every one of us at the level of this question: who do we worship and pray to as followers of Jesus? There's so many things that are vying for our worship and vying to have our devotion. So what prompted this discussion today is Revelation 19, verse 10. In the midst of describing the marriage between the bridegroom, Jesus, and the bride, us, the church, John, the author of Revelation, bows down to an angel and is quickly rebuked for doing this. In verse 10, it reads as this: "Then I fell down at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.'" This is important to note because right worship is a core element of following Jesus. He is the only one who should be worshipped. And not simply that, oh, it's best to worship God alone, nor that it gives us the ideal results in life, but that worshiping anything and anyone that is not God is idolatry and an affront to our holy God, who deserves 100% of our adoration and worship. It is this desire to be worshipped that caused the initial separation between God and Satan. See Isaiah 14 for that. Verse 25 says it this way: "They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever to be praised." Let us not be the they there that fall into idolatry, where we begin to worship what God has created rather than worship Him. Let's be clear. There are only two categories for all things: either creator or created. God and everything else. That includes the world, us, and they pointed it out today, even angels. And that is what the angel today was correcting in John. He's like, "Whoa, I know I look awesome and am otherworldly, but worship, that's God's." He even makes it clear that he's a servant just like us, just like John was. We both were meant to be servants of God, he's saying. So don't worship another servant. Worship the one to be served. But what about prayer? Should we pray to anyone other than God? Well, I mean, let's think about it. What is prayer? Simply put, prayer is communication with God. Prayer is a place where relationship is further developed and where we express our heart, our needs, and seek to hear God's voice. So in that respect, prayer not directed to God in no way furthers the purposes of prayer. Now, does it? And Jesus is the only mediator between God and mankind. That's why he came, so that we could be reunited with God the Father. He became that bridge. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 through 6 says this: "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time." So praying to someone else essentially makes them the mediator and places them in the seat that Jesus died to take. Now, those considered quote-unquote saints, and not in the sense that all of those in Christ are, but in some special sense, and or even the Virgin Mary, who, to be clear, walked the earth and sinned just as you and I did, despite the way that God used them, they may have been amazing prayer partners whilst on earth, but they're still human, right? We know that the prayers of the righteous are effective. They may have been righteous, right? We know that going to your friends and family in Christ that you know, like, follow Jesus with prayer requests, that's totally biblical, as throughout the Bible we see people praying for each other. But there is one significant difference here between these saints, the Virgin Mary, and our friends and family that follow Jesus. Your friends and family are alive. The saints, and even Mary, they were born, they lived, and they died. And they do not have a Trinitarian presence with a third person like the Holy Spirit to leave with us, to intercede for us, or to connect us. So, in a sense, praying to the dead is actually something mentioned a few episodes ago in episode 164. In essence, that's necromancy, which is communication with the dead. That was something that was told to be forbidden. Now, I'm not trying to drag Catholics across the coals here. The Catholics I know and love model for me personally some of the most obedient servants of God on this earth, as they diligently sweat to demonstrate the love of God to a dying world. I simply, as I look at passages like those we encounter today in regards to worship and prayer of and to anyone that is not this triune God, I see God's counsel to John, my Catholic brothers and sisters, and any of us being this: you must not do that. So let us pray for God's help with keeping our heart clearly focused on Him and Him alone in worship, and to Him in prayer, and no one else. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word that continues to point us north to you. You, God, are our true north, Lord God. We thank you that our hearts should be alone devoted to you, Lord God. And I ask that you would help us to keep all other things in proper perspective, seeing you as the one creator, the one worthy of worship and prayer, and everything else as the created ones. Lord God, we thank you that you are patient with us in our journey, that you walk us through as we are continuing to learn and grow and learn more about what it looks like to serve you, Lord God. And I thank you for the angels that you do send in our midst, even like you sent one to John in his vision, that are pointing us back to you. Even the angels point us back to you and you alone. We thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, sorry today was a little bit of a longer one, but head on over to 5bythefire.org with comments, Armand at unshackledonetwork.org with prayer requests. Subscribe, rate, and share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.